You know, I didn't think there was any setback, so I thought it was a positive day.
The one thing he said, he wanted to be able to go out there and make all the throws. Do you see him being able to do that?
I mean, for I think yesterday was the bigger test, probably just because the wind and cold and some of those factors that were involved. And, you know, you didn't see any major limitations. But, again, that would be a decision that Coach T will make. But, you know, I thought it was a positive day yesterday and today.
What about beyond the arm? Does the rib limit his mobility? The way he can run around and the stuff that makes him bend?
I haven't seen any of that. You'd have to ask him, you know, because, you know, just watching him move around and do those types of things, he looks like himself for the most part. Now, I don't know what he's feeling when he's doing some of those things, but looks like he's moving around pretty good.
Are there any limits to what you can call because of the rib? You know, or do you have to pull him aside and
we
say,
might
hey,
keep
we...
quarterback draw out of the...
Do you have to tell him, like, hey, be extra careful this week? Or
no, I mean, Ben's a pro. He's a tough guy. But, you know, I think he understands his body better than anybody. So he's the one that's got to make the decisions, and we'll just try to put him in the best position to succeed.
How about your receivers, Todd? If they got banged up a little bit, what do you think they are status-wise?
Yeah, I said they call themselves the Bugatti crew. I call them the Boo Boo crew. But, no, today, you know, they were back out and moving around a lot better. So I think as the week progresses, they should just get feeling better. And hopefully by game time, we'll have the full cast and crew.
Would you anticipate dressing 4 or 5?
Again, that's a head coach question. You know, we'll try to get offensively, we'll try to get as many as we can at all positions, but special teams and all those types of things factor in.
How about Cologne? Is he back this week, you think?
You guys are asking me all the head coach questions.
Sorry.
No, I mean, that again, that'll be a decision made by the head coach and Willie and the doctors, but today, you know, Willie was out there and he was practicing, so that's a good thing as far as I'm concerned.
Talk for a second. Early in the year, you tried to get rid of the ball quicker than you have. Has that served him well this week of a mindset of?
Well, I think that'll serve him well all the time. You know, that'll give us the best and him the best chance to succeed. You know, that's why we were doing it. So the fact that he had a bunch of games under his belt and was obviously getting more and more comfortable with how we were trying to do things and just trying to limit some of the Ben being Ben, so to speak, plays, although they're still there and they're still necessary. And I'm grateful that we have that ability, because in certain situations you need it. But you know, I think he's just got to get back on track, you know, get out, first of all, get out there, number one, and then get out and get into a rhythm and get back to doing things the way that he was progressing and doing and having success doing.
Are there any throws you would like him to see before the game that he hasn't yet shown you?
No, I mean, by the time we get through a week of practice, if he's taking most of the reps like he is now, I mean, you see, and he's testing himself. So, you know, we'll go in and watch the tape, we all think, and see how he feels. And like I said, as long as hopefully no setbacks or anything like that, and he's feeling better tomorrow than he was today, just like he was better yesterday than he was last Wednesday. So name of the game is just keep making progress and avoid any kind of setbacks for any of these guys.
He told us yesterday he took half. Is that what it was today, or did he take more than half?
Oh, I'd say he took probably almost the full dose today.
Okay. Hey, Plaxico has talked about the chemistry that he had with Ben. Is that anything you can see, or do you need to see that in a game?
Yeah, I mean, Plax came in at a time when throwing, so really today and yesterday and you think about the couple times that they're in there together at the same time and the ball happens to be going that way, you know, so there's been a limited exposure to see that now. And they're both veteran players that know each other, that know each other's kind of strengths and tendencies, especially Ben knowing Plax. But Plax's still trying to get his feet under him and get comfortable with the terminology and the calls and all those things, but he's working hard and he looks great physically. So, you know, we'll just have to see how things play out. When those opportunities arise, you know, hopefully he's ready to step up and make plays.
Todd, when you first came here, you mentioned, I think in your first press conference, you were interested in throwing the ball more to Heath. Now, you've been here for a while and seen him for 12 games. Just your thoughts on how good he is, how valuable he is, all the good things he does, you know?
Well, I said it early on, just as an outsider, somebody that had done some work on him when he was coming out, and then having to compete against him, in a bunch of different settings. You know, he's a really good football player, specifically a really good tight end, and my opinion of him has only escalated because he just, you know, everything about him is, when you hear the terms true professional or real pro, all those kind of phrases, he's everything you'd want in a football player. He's a tremendous in the run game for us. He's obviously excellent in the pass game. He's just a dependable, reliable guy that's the same guy every day, and that same guy is pretty good.
So how difficult is it for an established guy like Plex to come in and have that second role? That has to be difficult, you would imagine.
Yeah, I would think, but also considering that he hadn't been on a team for most of the year, and I think he's been around long enough to understand where he fits right now, and it doesn't mean that it's going to stay that way, or you see with injuries and things like that, he could be playing more or less, but he's been around enough to understand how it goes, and mature enough obviously to handle it. I mean, he's a grown man that understands what he's trying to work towards, and just being ready for his opportunities when they come.
Can we get a quick scouting report on the Chargers defense?
They're good defense. I mean, they're top-end defense. They're really good against the run. They're front four or five guys, really. 98 went out, just went on injured reserve, but I'd expect them to see probably some more 52 English, but they got a bunch of real good front rushers, run stoppers. They're a complete group up front. And I think it shows why they're really good against the run. Then they got, obviously Jammer, a big-time corner for a long time in the league. Kaysan has become a real good player that's a consistent performer every year. And Weddle is the kind of the guy that makes it go, along with Takeo Spikes. Those two guys, you can see they're the leaders of the defense, and they get after it. So we got our work cut out for us offensively to come out and play one of our best games, in my opinion, because they do a great job against the run, and we obviously want to run the ball, and they're good at creating turnovers. They've returned a bunch for touchdowns, interceptions, that is, four, I think. So we got to be on our game and play real good football, I think, against these guys, or, it'll be real difficult.
How did Dwyer handle the opportunity last week?
I thought he did a good job. I thought he answered the bell, so to speak. The opportunities given, he was out there. He obviously made a real big play for us, but thought he did a good job across the board. So that was a good, he obviously was being tested a little bit, but he passed that first test, and now he's got to come out and back it up.
When you have a kicker that's as automatic as Sweezum has been this year, does it give you a little more freedom in that gray area from, 35, from the, between 30 and 40 in terms of, I don't need another yard necessarily? He doesn't have the strongest leg in the league, but he's certainly as accurate as anybody's been this year.
I mean, it's always good to have a guy at that position. I was with Sweetsham in Dallas when he was a youngster, but he's really developed into a heck of a player. But anytime as an offensive coordinator, and you move into that field goal range, whatever it is on that particular day and that particular direction that you're heading, it gives you great comfort that, if you do the things the way you're supposed to do them, and you don't take sacks and you don't do those types of things, that you're at least going to have a good chance to get 3 points. And that kind of gives you an opportunity to get the ball, move the ball towards the end zone a little bit and do those types of things. So I think it's very comforting, for everybody involved when you have a kicker you can count on.
Is he different? Is his approach any different now than it was 5 years ago?
He's come a long way. He was 2006 maybe.
Yeah.
You can see that he's developed into a heck of a kicker. When those young kickers come into the league, it's a big, especially you're in Dallas, you're coming in to fill in for somebody that already didn't pass the test. I think we were shuffling kickers that year, and that's a lot of pressure, but he's doing a good job.